This is Who's Talking on Fox Sports 910. Diehard Wahoo Frank Maloney and former Wahoo basketball standout Jim Hobbo Hobgood break down the Cavaliers each week by bringing you inside the game and behind the scenes of UVA sports with all-star interviews and unique insight that only Frank and Hobbo can provide. Who's Talking is brought to you by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaver.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Holly Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Now, Who's Talking is on Fox Sports 910. Here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. Frank on the left, Hobbo on the right.
Always on the right.
Yep. But we're both really on the right.
Big debate tomorrow night.
We'll talk about
that. That's on WRVA, though.
Yeah, we'll talk about that some other time. Anyhow.
Got a big show tonight. Little football,
show.
Little basketball.
Oh, my goodness, we've got some football. We've got Antonio Rice holding for just a moment here. Former UVA running back, played from 1982 to 86, team captain. We've also got, a little bit later on, Brad Barnes, former UVA offensive tackle. Between the two of them, we should get all the football you folks can stand and...
Both articulate spokespeople, I will say. And then later in the show, 6:45, that's what we expect.
Bet and cleanup.
One Tony Bennett will be calling in to us. I assume he's got his own coach's show on WRVA, our sister station, at 7 o'clock. But he'll be on here first, hopefully. So we'll have a few minutes to talk to Coach Bennett. We'll do the commercial break early. So Tony will be uninterrupted for the last 15 minutes of the show. So stay tuned. We'll have a little basketball following our discussion of football, a lot of which will be Bronco related.
All right. So, Antonio, thank you for joining us tonight. Are you there?
I sure am. How's it going, fellas?
Very good. Hey, listen, thank you for slipping us into your busy schedule. Antonio, I know with all the news that's been on the airwaves and in the newspapers and on the internet, what's your assessment of this hiring of Bronco Mendenhall? And we're going to get into all these eight assistant coaches that he's already aligned and signed and ready to go for the new season.
Well, I have to say, first off, if you name your kid Breaker, Raider, and Cutter, you're my kind of guy. I mean, just that simple, you know. First and foremost, I was still a little bit in the mourning. I thought, I know people think I'm crazy, I thought London needed one more year. He was doing everything right, man. So if you go back and you look at Paterno, you know, he needed six. You know, Welsh needed about six. Beamer needed about six. There's a bunch of great coaches who have statues of them, have themselves out in front of the stadium, who needed a little bit more time to get the thing going. And so I'm just a huge Mike London fan. And after I got past the morning, I got pretty excited about having Bronco Mendenhall be our 40th head coach.
You know, interesting. Bronco is, quite the enthusiastic speaker, and really had to be impressed with his press conference when he was introduced to the media last week. And, you know, one of the things that Bronco said that I found interesting was that it wasn't going to take him long to assemble a staff. And I was like, well, how do you know that? I mean, you're in process at BYU to get your team ready for a bowl game. You're traveled all the way across the country. You're taking your whole family, trying to give them some sort of insight as to where they might live and where they might be going to school. And how do you do all that and then have the confidence to say you're going to have a staff and then go do it?
Well, I think you know your guys. I think when that first phone call came in, and I will tell you, it wasn't right after our season, after we lost to Virginia Tech, that I think those conversations obviously were happening. I think a lot of folks, you know, you start your recruiting, and you just do. Those are your guys. They've been around, you know, you've been with those guys for, 10-plus years, and it's like, hey, guys, I just got an offer to go to UVA. Put in the back of your mind, think about it, talk to your wives. We want to move quickly. And this guy has a system of how he gets things done. It's just that simple. He has a system. And so I think he has a lot of, not only the players that will be believing in that system, but But he has coaches who believe in that system, too. And it was probably very easy for him to attract those other coaches to come with him to Charlottesville.
Antonio, this is Habbo. And by the way, a lot of folks will recognize the voice, but Antonio Race joining us for a few minutes tonight. I think, you know, it's pretty routine for a coach to bring a number of his assistants. I think a lot of people would be happy that Marcus Hagans was retained. What do you know about the Ruffin McNeil coming from East Carolina to be the associate head coach?
You know, that was a bit of an oddity, to tell you the truth. And so we've been having some conversations that I'm not necessarily agree with. But and I listen, I don't have anybody's ear. So this is just Antonio Rice's opinion. And so just take it with a grain of salt. And so, you know, if you have, they say you need to have some African-Americans on staff to be able to go out and recruit some of the, you know, African-American athletes. It's important to have a diverse coaching staff to be able to go out there and go into these homes and talk to these kids. You know, if you're thinking about the 757 area code down in those areas, those were some of the best athletes are. And so you need to have, you know, coaches of color to be able to go into those households and sit down with the mamas and talk with them. I don't agree with that. You know, I don't agree. And so I don't know where that hire came from. I don't know. And so, because if you go back and you think about George Walsh's staff, I mean, how many African-Americans did he have on his staff? One. Coach Mack.
Yeah, that's true. The running back coach.
I'm sorry?
Wasn't he the running backs coach?
Yeah. And so, you know, for me, you know, coming out of the inner city, I'm not an inner city guy, but coming out of the inner city, I could care less. I went to come to Virginia. And the guys that were here who I made a connection with on my trip, those are the guys who I want the ball with. I could care less what the staff, what the color of the staff or the race of the staff was. That was the last thing on my mind. That wasn't even on my mind. It was this school that spoke volumes to me, that was just far surpassed any other school I went to and I visited. I want to come here, and I want the ball out with the guys that I had a connection with. It's just that simple. So I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm rambling here.
But I was just going to throw something at you. I did find out through some research that Ruffin McNeil and the offensive coordinator, Robert Ani, apparently they overlapped when they had previous coaching experience down the line, like Texas Tech, and there was another school. So there was that connection. And I wonder if this isn't a case where the offensive coordinator said, hey, you know, East Carolina let Ruffin McNeil go.
Well,
and,
you know,
and Broncos said, and said, let's call him.
Well, you know, it very well could be that as well. I mean, think about it. You know, if you're building your coaching staff and there's a guy out there that's seasoned for sure, you know, think about East Carolina. I mean, and their record against some of the ACC schools. Boy, they took the ACC schools out to the woodshed, especially Carolina. They scored 70 points on them a couple years back.
Yep.
And so the guy can coach. He put together some teams. With I don't want to say marginal talent. They have some really good talent down there, but that's a good hire. That's a good strong hire. Guy with some experience, a guy who's not afraid to open up the offense, and what he does best, I think, both of these coaches, what they do best is they put the ball in the hands of their stars, man.
You know, it might be interesting. There may be some Virginia fans that watched the BYU-Utah bowl game this weekend that might not have watched it otherwise.
No, you're absolutely right. And so if you go back to Bronco Mendenhall's press conference, he said all the right things, and he was supposed to. And so, but it was the meaning behind the words. It was the enthusiasm and the authenticity behind the words that got me sold on this guy. I believe him.
Well, you know,
absolutely believe him.
You know, he had no notes.
No, right.
You know, how many people can go 40 minutes nonstop Gatling gun, just rattling off their philosophies and their system and their beliefs? And, you know, he never referred to anything. I thought it was, you know, priceless when he was talking about having met the Virginia players earlier in the day. And, you know, he a couple of the players left that meeting, and they said, well, I think he said train like four times. Like, you better do all your training. And I said, that sounded like a little bit like George Welsh, you know?
Yeah. By the way, Frank could go 40 minutes with one question, just to give you a little background here.
No, or 40 questions.
No,
you better be careful, Hobgood.
No, I would have to say, if you're going to replace the London and have a guy that's really going to come in here and really be focused on the student athlete, you couldn't have gotten a better guy. And I have to say, I did not have a lot of confidence in Little Page and John Oliver. I didn't. I didn't know where they were going to find them. There were too many openings. There were too many vacancies out there. How are we going to draw away those kind of coaches? You know, we weren't top tier. We're probably in the middle. And those guys pulled the rabbit out of their hat, man. They did it again. So you got to give those guys some credit as well.
Well, I said, hopefully we found the football version of Tony Bennett. But I think it's a credit to the administration. I mean, they got a guy who's had an 11-year track record of success. So, as you say, Virginia wasn't the top opening out there. So to get somebody with his credentials, I think, is pretty impressive.
I think so. And I think it goes to show you, man, that this, you know, we haven't been winning in football. We granted that. Totally. You have to understand that. However, this is still a great school. Hands down, it is. And so, you know, Capital Cup, we just won that thing. this is a great school to come in and coach. It's a great town to raise your family. And so, again, we are probably in the middle. However, we have some things that to offer that other schools may not. And so I'm proud to say that, though. I think that's incredible.
Well, you know, it wasn't that long ago that Virginia was knocking on the door. They were number five in the nation when they traveled down to Tallahassee, and they played, unfortunately, one of Bobby Bowden's last great teams.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is Virginia just needed wide receivers.
Yeah.
If Virginia had two really strong wide receivers, they could have won that game. But you can't throw every ball to the running back, and you can't throw every ball to the tight end. So
no.
All right. No. So looking at these guys that Mendenhall, Bronco Mendenhall's bringing, Ruffy McNeil, former head coach at ECU, and he did put the hurting on Carolina. And why East Carolina thinks that they're going to do better than Ruffy McNeil blows my mind. But
he beat Virginia Tech twice, too.
Oh, right? He owned them in the last couple of years and gave them fits the years prior to that. But you look at the rest of his staff, from the coordinator, Robert Ani, Mark Atua, Jason Beck, Garrett 2J, Nick Howell, Kelly Popinga, and obviously Marcus Higgins. You know, there's a lot of talent there. Now, the one spot he has not filled is the defensive line coach. Have you heard any rumors at all about who he might be looking at? And might there be another Wahoo considered for that?
I would hope so. I would hope so. Unfortunately, I have not heard. I have not heard any kinds of rumors around that piece. What I like about all the names you said, all of those coaches, is that they do a great job of developing talent. I mean, there's not a bunch of five stars out there in Provo. There's not. There's two threes and a sprinkle of fours. So when you get them in there, you got to develop that talent and get them ready to go out and play at a high level. And they've done that for the past 11 years.
Yeah, Bronco and his staff that we just mentioned, they've put over 60 players in the NFL and either drafted or free agent signings. And that's, to me, that's pretty damn impressive.
Again, it goes back to, getting some talent in there and the development and getting them, developing them, having them play at a high level. But then that's very, very, I think, reminiscent of a George Welsh. You come into a system, and that system, if you fit in that system, you have a beautiful experience. If you don't, that system will spit you out. You just don't fit in, and you won't survive, and you won't be successful. If you buy into what the coach is selling, and you fit into that system, boy, it can take you a long, long, long way. And the earlier you do it, because he was talking about train, you better be training. If you buy into it early, the earlier the better, the better off you'll be.
You talked a little bit about this before we got to let you go, but he's coming from the west side of the country to the east. Obviously, he's keeping Marcus Hagans, and he's got Ruffin McNeil. But what about recruiting? Do you think that's going to be any problem for the staff that's really not familiar with this part of the country?
No, I think recruiting is recruiting regardless of where you are. I mean, these guys had to recruit all over the place. He's talking about New Zealand. Are you in New Zealand? Are you kidding me? And so I think first and foremost, if you don't know anything about recruiting, yeah, you recruit the kid, but more so you recruit the mama. That's who you recruit. You get the mama first, then you get the kid. And so you got to sell the mom and the families and the moms and dads first. And the kids going to be interested in your program. You know, they're going to want to come take a peek. But I know, and I'm speaking just through experience with my mom, it's like, how are you going to take care of my kid? Mm-hmm. And what's the path of him getting his diploma?
Yes.
And so that's what I want to know first. You're going to take care of my kid. He's in a great institution. He's going to get his degree. Now let's talk about football. Now, what's his likelihood of him getting on the field? And though you talk about those kinds of things. And so, again, we all bought in what Bronco was selling pretty quickly. The guy is very authentic. He spoke from the heart. He's believable. And he has a roadmap. He's done it.
Well, he's got the air of a winner. And that's the one thing that the program has really lacked in the last several years.
Right. And he's a guy that doesn't he'll compromise on his values or his system. You know, if you're not that kind of guy that he thinks that you need to be to help him, I don't think he's going to bring you in. He's not going to be recruiting you. I mean, if you got to bring the right kid in. And so,
and he wants kids that want to put forth the effort, and he could not have been clearer. We have got to jump. We're going to let you go. We know that you've got a big meeting here in about 15 minutes.
Yep.
Antonio, thank you for joining us on Who's Talking, and we appreciate your perspective from Charlottesville.
Hey, guys, I always appreciate you having me on. Good luck, and go Who's. And listen, to all the listeners and you guys as well, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas. All right. We're going to jump to break here. On the other side, we've got Brad Barnes teed up, ready to go. And then a little bit later, Tony Bennett, UVA's head basketball coach. Stay with us.